From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Libya turns away from its nuclear program and the U.S. looks to renew diplomatic relations there. First, though, in Wisconsin today, voters head to the polls for that state's Democratic primaries. Today's results may decide whether some of Massachusetts Senator John Kerry's rivals will drop out of the race. Find out more about how Wisconsin will vote. I'm joined by Tom Perry. He's a columnist with the Green Bay Press Gazette. Tom, welcome to Day to Day.
Well, thanks for having me, Alex. Glad to be here.
And what kinds of issues are Wisconsin voters most concerned about?
Well, in this part of the state, which is north of the larger cities of Milwaukee and Madison, it's fairly still industrial. Green Bay, for example, is a mill city, paper mills, and that's the combined largest employer here. And in a lot of the surrounding cities, there were cities that had one or two industries. And what's happened, Alex, is over the last, say, 5, 6, 7 years, a lot of jobs, manufacturing jobs in particular, have left the state. And that's, and we're talking tens of thousands. And that's of probably the utmost concern in this part of the state.
So have the candidates been talking about jobs there a lot?
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting. Kerry was here on the University of Wisconsin Green Bay campus yesterday afternoon, and he talked a lot about jobs, and we were told that it wasn't really his number one stump speech, but you know, he brought in the other issues, but he really sort of fine-tuned his pitch to talk about jobs. What's been kind of an interesting development is John Edwards hasn't spent a lot of time here. He did come to Green Bay, but he started flooding the airwaves with campaign commercials that were focused on trade and that kind of thing. And I mean, he's been hitting it really, really hard about trying to keep jobs in America. So that's kind of been an interesting development here.
Are the Democrats making progress in tying job problems to President Bush and his administration?
Yes, and that's interesting. I don't know if voters are angry, but they are attentive, and they are concerned about the shedding of manufacturing jobs, and they see a lot of them going overseas. And the Democrats are having some success in sort of portraying Bush as being more of a friend of big business and not necessarily a friend of, you know, the middle class and families and that kind of thing. So it's been an interesting thing, and the Democrats that I've talked to, and that's a fairly substantial number around here, they're sort of looking closely at Edwards. They like Kerry, but Edwards is really sort of has a little more message control, at least when it comes to jobs.
He got an endorsement from a big newspaper in Wisconsin.
Yeah, he got the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's endorsement, and that surprised a lot of people because, you know, Milwaukee is a very urban area, and social issues tend to come to the fore down there. But yeah, that could help him at least make up some distance between himself and the frontrunner, Kerry.
Tom Perry, a columnist with the Green Bay Press Gazette in Wisconsin. Tom, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
My pleasure, Alex.